other state legislatures may not be considered an embarrassment, but many are grappling with budget issues as their sessions wind down. We're going to hear from two more states now. First, Austin Jenkins reports from Olympia, Washington.
Here in the West, California is Exhibit A for state budgets in crisis, but a number of other western states are also navigating rough fiscal waters, including Washington State. Earlier this year, lawmakers here had to tackle a projected $9 billion shortfall. In the end, Democrats, who control Washington's State House, balanced the budget with a giant assist from the federal stimulus, roughly $3 billion, much of it earmarked for health care. But there were also several billion dollars in painful cuts. Democratic Governor Chris Gregoire lamented the new two-year budget even as she signed it into law.
They say misery loves company, and all of us were miserable together when we made the very difficult choices for the people of the state of Washington.
One of the biggest cuts in Washington State was to the Basic Health Plan. It's a subsidized health insurance program for about 100,000 lower-income Washingtonians. Higher education in Washington State is also taking a budget beating. For instance, at Washington State University, entire academic programs like theater and dance are on the chopping block, as are nearly 400 jobs. WASU president Elson Floyd calls it the most difficult year in the history of his school.
I've got to get my university healing again, and I've got to get this community healing again.
Washington State's high-profile economic sectors, aerospace and software, have actually weathered the recession pretty well comparatively. But sales tax revenue is down significantly, and the housing and construction markets are battered. There are signs, though, the worst may be over. State Representative Ross Hunter, a Democrat, describes the ongoing budget challenges as a minor emergency compared to the hemorrhaging lawmakers had to patch earlier this year.
During the session, when you went to the first aid closet, you went to the big drawer with the hunkin' big bandages, and now we're looking at the Band-Aid drawer.
Minority Republicans in Washington State blame Democratic overspending, not the economy, for the bulk of the state's budget pickle. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.